Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're featuring some favorite Motown songs from the 1960s through the 1980s. This half hour, we'll hear from Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, The Contours, Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together, The Four Tops, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and Jimmy Ruffin. All coming up in the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
I love. worldwide. Wow. At MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Work, work, until the little bit of sun.
a Motown memory from the Contours, Do You Love Me, a very interesting song that it reached top 20 status twice in the U.S. Billboard charts, 26 years apart. It reached number 3 from 1962 and then number 11 from 1988 as was featured as part of the soundtrack for the movie called Dirty Dancing. Before that, we heard The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson, Mickey's Monkey, reached number 8 from 1963, and we started with Smokey Robinson well on his own at this time, number 4 from 1979, song called Cruisin'. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring some great Motown songs from the 1960s through the 1980s. Well, coming up, the last song that Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston had together as a hit, It Takes Two. Well, it had been 15 months since the last Marvin and Kim 45. The song was called What Good Am I Without You? It was a minor hit, and it was 9 months since Kim's only modestly successful song on her own called Helpless. By now, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, must have been aware that Kim Weston was planning to leave the company with husband Mickey Stevenson, who was offered more than $1 million to head MGM's Records West Coast division. Well, that made It Takes Two, which had languished in the can for 9 months, her last hurrah. Its release may have also been influenced by the lack of product for Marvin Gaye this time, but Berry's hunch to release proved right as the record made top 20 status. Kim recalled at the time that, quote, "It really shocked me because I left the label when they released it. When I heard it had a hit, I couldn't believe it. What a case of bad timing." She regrets that she never performed the song in public with Marvin, but she had to make the move to MGM when her husband Mickey did. Well, here it is. It Takes Two, Marvin and Kim, right here on Motown Memories.
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make that dream so real. One can talk about being in love.
Two can say how it really feels.
One can worship on a star.
Two can make that wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in the dark.
Two can make the light shine through.
It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you. Just take two.
The Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Although you're never near, your voice another day, another night. I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so alone.
Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving.
Some say it's a sign of weakness for a man. Any smile you might see has all been hers. Darling, I can't go on without you. This emptiness won't let me live without you. This loneliness inside, darling, makes me feel half alive.
Yeah.
Junior Walker and the All-Stars with their signature tune, Shotgun, reached number 4 from 1965 in the U.S. Billboard charts. Before that, the Four Tops, their first Top 40 song, reaching number 11 from 1964, Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. And we started with Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together, It Takes Two, number 14 from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're featuring some great songs from the 1960s through the 1980s for this entire hour. Well, coming up, the last number one song from Diana Ross and the Supremes, Someday We'll Be Together. Well, this was also the final number one song of the 1960s, and of course it was done by the most successful American group of the decade, of the entire rock era, in fact. Well, Someday We'll Be Together was the 12th number one single for Diana Ross and the Supremes, and their final release before Diana left to pursue a solo career. Interestingly enough, Someday We'll Be Together had been written 9 years earlier by the writing team of Johnny Bristol and Jackie Beavers, two friends who had served in the military together. They were two of the youngest soldiers on base, and they became close friends. Well, after being discharged, they wrote Someday We'll Be Together. Johnny Bristol recalled that, quote, "I was young, romantic, and married at the time. I was on the road quite often, and so was Jackie, who was also married." Johnny Bristol, in the late 1960s, thought it was time to revive their writing team of Johnny Bristol and Jackie Beavers, and he took a tape of Someday We'll Be Together to Berry Gordy. Berry recalled that, quote, "This is a smash for the Supremes. His decision was usually right on." Although this was the last single by Diana Ross and the Supremes, in strictly technical terms, this was a solo effort by Diana Ross. The other two Supremes were not even on this record, if you can believe it. The backing sounds to Diana Ross were done by Maxine and Julia Waters. There was also a male singer predominantly featured on the track, if you can believe it, Johnny Bristol. Johnny recalled that that was Berry Gordy's decision. Diana was getting a little tired in the studio, and he and I could see we weren't getting the feeling from her that we wanted. I suggested if I went to the other booth and sang with her, just sort of gave her a little inspiration, that it might spark a little more feeling. Berry liked that idea, and that's what we did. Well, here is the last number one song from Diana and the Supremes. Someday We'll Be Together, right here on Motown Memories. Hour, we featured some great songs from the 1960s through the 1980s. Coming up after the break, more 60s through 80 tunes. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.